ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
67 years ago, many people thought that we were destined for super speed travel.
The possibility of leaving Adelaide, fulfilling a luncheon engagement in London, or attending the theatre, or the opera, say, and being home again within 24 hours is no longer a fanciful dream.
But most of us still can't even get to work on time. So where did things go so wrong? I'm Matt Bevan, and from If You're Listening, this is Black Swans, a special series about why we didn't end up in the future we were promised. It's available now on ABC Listen.
Gold. Who doesn't like it? Well, right now, it's really having a moment. Its price rising about 80% over the past year in the US, thanks to, I'm sorry to say it, Donald Trump. Today, business correspondent David Taylor on gold and why people have been queuing here to buy it. I'm Sam Hawley on Gadigal Land in Sydney. This is ABC News Daily. David, gold is the talk of the town, and if you happen to be in Martin Place in Sydney or maybe outside the Perth Mint right now, you will find a gold lover there, won't you?
Yes, indeed.
It's this extraordinary sight. How long have you been waiting in the queue for?
More than 2 hours.
It's not even open for, you know, nearly another hour, and I've only got a couple of hours, so I'm hoping I can get in.
So Martin Place is, for those not in Sydney, is on a hill, a slight hill, and there are people going up the hill on one side and people going down the hill on the other side. And in the middle of those two queues is the entrance to ABC Bullion.
Yeah, wow. Okay, and that's where you buy the gold.
Yeah, or sell.
Kilos, huh?
Kilos.
So these people, they're all queuing for gold. But look, just tell me before we delve into why they're all so keen on gold right now, just explain the process for me because I have absolutely no idea. Do you just go in and you buy a clump of gold and then you walk home with it? Or what do you do?
Well, I mean, if you want to, that's fine because it is a shop front. And we don't necessarily need to single out ABC Bullion. There are other traders of gold that buy and sell gold bullion, both in Sydney and Melbourne and in Perth and other capital cities. Now, they can walk in and there are various displays of gold. It includes jewellery. It includes those big bars of gold that you can see on the news sometimes. And I remember going in there one day and actually holding, the general manager let me hold a gold bar. Mm-hmm. I said to the general manager at the time, how could I possibly walk home with something like this? I'd fear for my life. And he said, no. We would transact on the day. We would go to the counter and you hand over the money. And yes, you, in theory, could go home with that. But they have vaults that are actually under the ground. They would put that gold into a safe or into a drawer and it would be yours. Alternatively, you can order these things online.
Yeah. What sort of people are they? I mean, you need a bit of money, right, to buy gold?
Yes. In fact, we spoke to one gentleman and I said, what are you here for? And he said, I'm here to buy silver. And I said, what about gold? And he said, mate, I can't afford that. And what about gold?
I'm not that rich. I see it as a store of wealth. I'm not trying to make millions of dollars. No, it's just a store of wealth. You leave $100 on your bench next year, you might not buy a loaf of bread. Leave a silver coin on your bench, it goes up in value, doesn't it?
The crowd, Sam, is incredibly diverse and there are people of all sorts of different backgrounds and walks of life. It's a lovely environment.
Mm. And of course, David, gold has a very long history, going back a very, very, very long time. It's the sort of thing that's been traded for so long and even today, it's what? Seen as a safe bet. Is it? Particularly if the economy's a little shaky.
Yes, and that has been the idea of gold for millennia. Mm. The key to gold, though, is that it does hold its value. It's incredibly safe to hold, relatively speaking. But since the United States economy became a big economy and the US dollar held its value very well and consistently over time, there's been a bit of a trade-off between the US dollar and gold. So when the US dollar is doing particularly well, gold tends to take a bit of a backseat. And when the US dollar falls significantly, gold tends to rise.
All right. Well, David, let's delve a bit further into this gold rush, if you like.
Mm.
Let's consider then what's been going on since the start of the year, because last month gold passed $5,000 per ounce. So sounds good, but what does it mean and how significant is that?
It started last year when there was Liberation Day. Trump announced reciprocal tariffs mm-hmm. on a whole bunch of different major trading partners, and Donald Trump said it was a way of bringing money back to America.
April 2nd, 2025 will forever be remembered as the day that we began to make America wealthy again. Going to make it wealthy, good and wealthy.
And there was an element of what on earth is going on here. Markets belly flopped in April and May because there was a feeling that it would derail the world's economy.
From Australia to Asia, confirmation of US tariffs caused turbulence on global markets.
And question marks came about over the credibility of the US economy and the credibility of the US administration. And the pivot away from American exceptionalism to doubt produced a really significant increase in the price of gold.
Commodity prices all rose over the weekend, with gold and silver up the most because of the flight of capital out of the US dollar.
So as the US dollar started to fall, gold started to rise. Central banks increased their purchasing of gold in a big way, including the Chinese Central Bank, Japan's Central Bank, including Australia's Central Bank, the Reserve Bank of Australia. Plenty of central banks were buying up gold. Then, of course, there was geopolitics, the Venezuelan invasion, Trump deciding he needed to own Greenland for security reasons. And then you came to a very much a climax in January of 2026. Gold reached an all-time high. But when I say that, it had consistently broken records between about August 2025 and December and January. It is very hard to explain the significance of a stable asset like gold consistently breaking record highs. It's not the norm. It's away from the narrative of economics and finance over centuries. But all of these things didn't compare in many ways to the speculation behind gold. And I'm talking everyone, Sam. I'm talking anyone who has an app on their phone can simply press a button and say, I want to buy gold on my app, and boom. And analysts both in the United States and here in Australia have told the ABC you cannot discount the enormous speculation from speculators and day traders buying up gold to take a slice of the boom.
All right. So this surge in gold began really when Trump announced his tariffs last year. We saw the latest surge, though, David, after his very, well, rambling kind of manic speech at the Davos conference.
One
right?
of many rambling speeches.
Yes.
All the United States is asking for is a place called Greenland. They have a choice. You can say yes, and we will be very appreciative, or you can say no, and we will remember.
The idea that Donald Trump would take on Europe in order to own Greenland caused enormous ructions across global financial markets. When you're thinking of geopolitics and trade policy announcements by Donald Trump, they occur every few months. And this one was a big one, and this is what sent gold right to the peak of around $5,600 an ounce.
All right, well, David, so gold rose to a really high level, but what goes up must come down, right? So what are we seeing now with gold?
Yeah, the old gravity, hey, Sam?
Yeah, exactly.
So let's just set the scene a little bit here. Over the past 6 months, there's been a lot of tension between the current chair of the US Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, and Donald Trump. Now, what had happened over recent months is that a new pick for the Federal Reserve had started to filter through, that Kevin Warsh was to be the pick to replace Jerome Powell. And this is the point in time where you can say the gold bubble was pricked.
Well, big news with precious metal prices dropping at rates not seen in decades, with silver plunging 30% over the weekend and gold dropping sharply after months and months of higher prices.
When it was announced, the feeling was that Kevin Walsh was actually a hawk, meaning that he's very much pro raising interest rates in order to get a handle on inflation. Now, the second that got out, the US dollar started to rise, and that got the gold price popped. And when I say a drop, I'm talking for gold, a drop of, at its worst, about 20.5% from its peak. A move like that hasn't happened in gold since the early 1980s.
All right, and it's not just gold. Let's not confuse things too much, but it is silver as well.
That's right. And there are different reasons why gold and silver have been falling more or less than each other. But Sam, just to make it really simple, the run-up in silver has been more significant than the run-up in gold. Mm-hmm. And there's been a lot of speculation behind silver too. I've mentioned that you can buy and sell gold on apps. Analysts have told the ABC that you can also very much buy silver on apps. Mm-hmm. And there's been a lot of younger Australians who have gotten on the silver bandwagon and used apps to buy silver. But the speculation in silver was greater than the speculation in gold, hence the bigger fall.
Okay. All right. So, David, the price of gold, it's moving around a bit, but it's still at historically high levels. And I guess it could rise again, right? Although we are not giving financial advice here.
No. And look, some analysts have a forecast of around $6,000 an ounce. Others say that it could fall to $2,500 an ounce. And what we've seen this week in terms of the fall and then the small rise is what's called a dead cat bounce. In other words, it's going to fall much further. Who knows, Sam Hawley? Who knows where gold will move over the coming days and weeks? What we can say is that there's going to be a lot of volatility. And I should mention as well, a lot of volatility in currencies. The Australian dollar, the US dollar, the bond market, and in debt markets, and of course in silver and gold and copper and palladium, aluminium, all these base metals, precious metals, equities and debt. We're expecting a lot of volatility, and the dust probably won't settle. Much of this year could be a lot of volatility on financial markets.
David Taylor is a business correspondent with the ABC. This episode was produced by Sydney Peed. Audio production by Sam Dunn. Our supervising producer is David Cody. I'm Sam Hawley. Thanks for listening.